Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
On one hand, you can kind of look at this game and say, you know, congrats to the Bears because they were, you know, they were getting outplayed big time in that first half and came back and certainly made a game of it. But at the same time, you know, there's no such thing as a moral victory, and they're not in first place anymore.
I don't know what to say other than,
okay. I do. You want me to jump in?
Yes.
Okay, Dan. I got it for a little bit anyway. But anyway, you know, if you look at the four quarters, first half, second half, where was the game lost? An interception at the end zone at the end of the game? Could you say that was that the final? Yes, it was. This game, folks, was lost in the first half. In the first half of football up in Green Bay. Why do I say that? Our quarterback, Williams, the first half, the first quarter, second quarter, in passing was 6 of 14 for 32 yards. And in the first quarter, there was one pass he completed for 7 yards. That's the first quarter. In the second quarter, he was 5 for 7 for 30. Okay? This game was lost in the first 30 minutes of football. You may think I'm crazy or whatever, but I'm telling you, it's four quarters of football, and they were not ready. They were not ready. And what tells me, and in the third quarter, Green Bay's marching on us, and somehow our defensive coordinator comes up with 10 linemen, 10 people on the defensive line of scrimmage, and one defensive back 18 yards deep. Boom, Green Bay touchdown. Stupidity lost this game. How the hell we could sit there and throw in the first quarter, our quarterback, one pass for 7 yards, folks. He was 1 for 7 and 2 yards. I'm sorry. The pass was for 2 yards. 5 of 7 in the second quarter for 30 yards. First quarter, 1 out of 7 passes for 2 yards. Second quarter, 5 out of 7 for 30. Folks, I'm going to tell you what. Don't anybody, I know everybody, they came, the kids, they played hard or whatever have you, but I'm telling you, where was this game lost? It wasn't at last interception. That game was lost in the first half. We were not ready to play. We did not attack in the running game or in the passing game. It's a damn shame what went on, and I'll put that right on the head coach's forehead, Danny.
Well, there's a lot of what you say that's true. I mean, you can cut
it. They did nothing, Dan.
Well, and again, a lot of that has to do with the fact the Green Bay Packers defense is one of the top 6 defenses in football. They're number 1 in third down conversion rate. They're not bad. And we let them play to their strengths. And they made us look bad in the first half. We were abysmal. It was 14-3. At the end of the first half. Now, all that being said, to the Bears' credit, they came back in the second half with a flurry.
But it never should have came to that, Dan. This game should basically have been put away in the first half.
Well, I don't know about putting it away, but they should have been more engaged in a lot of different aspects. But all that, but here's the deal. To their credit, they came back. With 8 minutes to go, they tied it up 21-all. And I turned to Andy and I said, okay, it's an 8-minute fist fight. Who's going to win? And Green Bay took the ball and they went the length of the field and scored a touchdown. The big play on that drive was a number of our players led by Montez Sweat, who was unblocked. They all kind of dove at Josh Jacobs thinking the other guy's going to tackle him, and they just kind of threw themselves in a pile. Jacobs got away and ran it down to the 6 and created the scoring opportunity. And that was on a third down. Now, I mean, again, a lot of times, and all these last second comebacks and all the heroics and all that, and they almost did it again. Why Caleb Williams threw the ball into the end zone for that interception, I have no earthly idea. I could have vomited. Okay, but all that being said, in the second half, the offense put together 41 plays for 274 yards, and they scored, 18 points to come from nowhere and tie it up. All that being said, that is where you have worn down your opponent. And on fourth and one, for Caleb to throw it into the end zone, thinking that the luck of the Bears, you know, the football gods are on his shoulder, I have no idea when he could have just tucked it and got to the sticks and got a first down and then go back to work with plenty of time, two time, all that. I have no idea. But in the big picture, this isn't the end of anything. It is kind of a beginning of this team having to face reality that you can't play with fire week after week after week thinking you're going to just find a way to win and pull it out and Caleb was going to do something miraculous. There has to be, you know, a certain feel in the Bears locker room. Yes, in one hand, you know, it's a loss, but on the other hand, they did show a lot of fiber coming back, being in position to score there at the end of the game. And unfortunately, you know, they just weren't good enough. Andy, the one thing that jumps out, one second, OB, the one thing that jumps out at me is when we played so bad in the first quarter.
The first quarter, the first half.
And then the second half was virtually no better. Statistically, you can say they were, you know, markedly improved in a couple of things. But what was it, 70 yards total offense the first half, yep. 62 or after sack or whatever? I'm just saying, somehow, some way, you know, and Ben Johnson needs to understand this too. Fourth and one. You got the defense wore down. We've rushed and thrown the ball for 274 yards in the second half. The defense is going to be failing. And you got to take advantage of it. And you run the ball on fourth and one. And you don't go into this little rollout and create an opportunity where it's all or nothing. And Ben Johnson, as great as he's been, turning this team around, OB, he has to understand this loss, you put it right at his feet with some stupid play calling.
I agree with you 100%. Everything that you said, Dan, but I'm going to stay with my original statement. This game was lost when it was all said and done in the first half. Our tight ends, you know how many in the first half of this game, how many our three tight ends? Cole Kmet caught zero passes. Loveland caught one pass. Smith caught one pass. We have three tight ends, and in the first two quarters of football, we caught two passes. And in the first quarter, again, we threw for 2 yards. In the National Football League game in this year, okay, and we're three quarters of the way through the season, we have a quarterback, and we have an offense that generates 2 yards. 2 yards of passing, and when we should have taken advantage and thrown the ball down the field and rammed it and did everything, we played scared to death football for the first 30 minutes, folks. You go back and take a look at the game. You'll see what I'm talking about. These numbers are beyond pathetic. Three tight ends, Cole Kmet, zero passes, Loveland, one, Smith, one. Those are our tight ends. That's supposed to generate our passing game. And then for us to throw in the first quarter of this game, you're opening up and you go after your opponent. We throw for one pass, folks, for 2 yards. 2 yards. So where was this game lost? This game was lost in the first half of football. And what you said, Danny, this goes right on the coaches. Damn, slap it right on their foreheads.
The Bears fall 28-21 to the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number as we continue to dissect this one here. As I mean, there was some to love in that second half, but overall,
made two, yeah. He made two amazing throws, one to Kmet and one to Zacchaeus. But let me ask you folks something. You know, we have not been deluded by DJ Moore for 2 years. You know, he's all that and he's great. Well, DJ Moore was targeted three times today, only caught one, and that one was a result of a minus 4 yard play. When your number one receiver, i.e. Rome Odunze, is inactive, you would think that DJ Moore would say, hey, this is my opportunity. This is where I'm going to shine, where I'm going to be the man, and I'm going to make things happen, and we get nothing, nothing. And the other part of this is Luther Burden was targeted six times, 4 catches, 67 yards. Colston Loveland targeted 5 times, 4 receptions for 29 yards and 1 touchdown. All of that being said, your number one receiver is out, and then all of a sudden this offense has to, you know, revert back to kind of a preseason game where now we're expecting our rookies to carry the load. Where is DJ Moore? You know, and later on, and
what obviously, tight ends, Danny.
Well, but again, you can't throw it to the tight end every day. But the point being is, once the tight ends become viable, then they have to start giving them attention. That's when the receivers need to be able to gash you for deep gains. And we get nothing from DJ Moore. And late in the game, Duvernay was in the game, and he caught a pass to his credit. And it was a great throw and a great catch. But all that being said, why? Okay, I got it. Your one receiver's out. The rest of the guys, I guess they're exhausted. They're too tired to play. So now you're putting in your punt returner as a receiver. And to his credit, he showed up and made a catch. But all that being said, we as an offense, it was, but I still have a hard time understanding. In the second half, we had a 7-play, 37-yard drive where we kicked a field goal. Then we went 10 plays for 64 yards, touchdown. 17 plays for another touchdown, and then we got 2 points out of that. All that being said, all of that without essentially a wide receiver doing a damn thing in this football game. And what NFL team you're going to tell me can play in the year 2025 when your wide receivers, your two, you know, essentially your two starting wide receivers, your, you know, and what is DJ Moore making? 20 something million a year? And he was essentially a no show today. But all that being said, again, a handful of plays decided this, and OB's exactly right. We did not engage early. We were too far behind to continually try and play catch up. And it caught up to us at the end of the game by the stupid decision by our quarterback to throw it into the end zone, which I stood up and walked out of the room. I could not believe he has done that. And a lot of folks know this, that I still believe he has the ability to be special. And after a first half like that, for him to come back in the second half without any wide receiver help and be able to make it work and put together four long drives, and the last one being right down there in the red zone, you know, in a position to score, and yet all of that without any help from the wideout. Look what Green Bay did, how Christian Watson destroyed us, you know, on 2 long pass catches. One was a 7-yard slant that he took 41 yards. But that's what wide receivers are supposed to do. We had nobody.
Danny, I'm going to stick by what I said, my opening volley. Where was this game lost? Okay? Was it a particular play, a particular time, whatever? This game, again, and I'll say it again, folks, was lost in the first half. When you have a quarterback at this level and you have tight ends and you have wideouts at this particular time in the season, and you mean to tell me in the first quarter we pass for 2 yards? Two. 1, 2. That's what we passed for. Second quarter, what did we pass for? 30 yards. Five through seven passes, completed 32 yards. In the first half of football, if you're wondering when this game was lost, when it came down to the final gun going off, it was lost in the first half, folks. We weren't ready to play. There's no question about that we were not ready to play. How the hell, in God's name, you could throw an entire quarter in the National Football League in today's game and for 2 yards and then throw for 30 yards in the second quarter and you're going to win a football game in the National Football League? It's going to jump up and it's going to bite you every time. You got to be ready to go from the get-go. That's when you put teams away. You put them away from the start of the first quarter.
We don't know how to do that. We want to play catch-up all day.
Well, let me tell you what, Danny. I thought we really had something going last week. And I'll tell you, the game plan today, whichever one of the geniuses came up with this game plan and presented it to the head coach, I'll tell you what, that guy should be on a slow boat to China. How the hell can you sit there and not throw the football? You play 30 minutes of football. We have 3 tight ends. Cole Kmet didn't catch a pass. Wasn't throwing them. Loveland, 1 pass. Smith, our other tight end, 2 passes. And you wonder why we lost the game? And it has to be at the end of a game? It was game, set, match in the first half, folks. You can believe what you want. It just jumps right out at me. Okay, how'd we lose this game? Was it coaching? Was it offense? Was it defense? Was it special teams? It was us being prepared to play the Green Bay Packers up there. That's what it was. You mean to tell me, somebody's going to tell me that you pass in a quarter of football and you pass for 2 yards in today's game, which is a passing league? It ain't going to work. And I tell you, that's what happened at the end of the game. Jumped up and bit us, and that was it.
312-981-7200. If you are on hold, stay there. We're going to get you right after the news. And
yeah, hang on, callers.
Stay in there, callers.
Take your calls at 312-981-7200. Again, if you're just tuning in, Bears lose to the Packers 28-21. And how fickle the winds of football can be. Bears came in as the number one seed in the NFC. They're now 7.
Yep.
That just happened that quickly.
Danny, I mean, real quickly, Andy, let me tell you. For that game plan today, whoever set that up, somebody had to come with a game plan and present it to Ben Johnson. Okay, here's what we want to do. Here's how we can defeat them. How the hell is it that you don't pass in the first quarter? You don't pass in the second quarter? You basically don't do anything. You weren't there to attack. You were there to receive, and you got it shoved down your throat.
Exactly. From my vantage point of just watching it on TV, guys, and I don't know how you feel. Obviously, Hampton didn't want him to throw the ball, and I can't blame you, especially with the fact that he was running effectively. It looked if he kept that angle, he was going to get the first down, get out of bounds, save a timeout. But he must have felt that there was somebody that was spying him, as he said, and he wasn't going to be able to pick it up. I didn't see it that way, but I was here and he was there.
Well, all I can tell you is
I don't believe a word he said. Period.
And just from a different perspective, you know, how big was this game? We go from first place to seventh place.
Then every
and he seemed pretty happy with the way things went. Oh, I should have extended him more. Why? I don't know. I would hope that we would get a little more contrition, because obviously that was the mistake of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it was the dagger. I mean, there's no tomorrow, there's no more drives. You're not going to get the ball again. Yeah, that was it.
Okay, Danny here. again, I'm going to go back to the first half again, because what happened, that second half was, you know, it was give or take, give or take, give or take, give or take. In the first half, it was not such at all. We had, I'm going to tell you what, folks, first half, we had a total of what? I think of, well, wait a minute. Yeah, we were 6 of 14 for 32 yards. Third down efficiency in the first half, folks, 1 of 7. Total plays, we had 28, and total yards, the first half of this game, 71. 71 total yards, 28 plays, third down efficiency, 1 for 7, 2 yards passing the first quarter. And you wonder why we lost this game? Forget about that interception in the end zone. It never should have came down to that. It never should have came down to that. We were not ready to play the Green Bay Packers the first half of this football. Why do I say that? Because the numbers leap out at you. They just leap out at you. They're pathetic, beyond pathetic. That's why we lost this damn game.
28-21, the final. Let's go to the phones, and we thank you for your patience out there. Let's go to Steve out in Florida. Steve, you're up in Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. You know, losing to this Green Bay Packer team, it's gotten beyond embarrassing. It was really painful. And, you know, you look at Williams, who I think needs to talk less and do more. He bragged about the cold weather. Well, you know, it didn't take until, what, the final play of the first quarter for him to complete a pass just so he could avoid the goose egg.
Correct.
You fall behind 11 at Lambeau, that's never going to be a good thing. But the thing that really gets me is we had a chance to steal this game. You know, I felt that the way they ran the two-minute offense was awful. You got the ball first and 10 at the 23. You get 6 yards. Why do you let a minute and a half wind down? To me, it was like they tried to set up Williams for hero ball. They should have won the game running the football, guys. And when you're wasting that much time, now you're having Williams, you know, having to force throw a play at the end. And let me say this about Williams. You got 4th and inches, okay? You know the rivalry. It's about physical football. How about be a man and sneak it up the middle? I mean, what is this having to throw on 4th and whatever? Sneak that football in, get you a fresh set of downs, and win this game. Awful, guys.
Steve, thanks, Steve. I'm going to tell you what, Steve. I agree with everything you said. Every word, every sentence you said, I agree with. No arguments for me.
The only thing I can think of, guys, with letting the clock run was not allowing you didn't want to score too quickly and allow Jordan Love the ball again.
That's exactly why they were doing it. And Tom Brady was narrating the whole sequence, and I didn't have a problem with it. And if Caleb would have just tucked it, ran for the sticks, made the first down, then you got 4 shots at the end zone. And you could have done it in a very controlled manner. But that's all water under the bridge now.
All right, let's go back out to the phone lines after the Bears lose 28-21. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And say hi to Brian. Brian, you're up next here with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, sir. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. I have no doubt that you would have kicked the Packers' asses tonight. My questions were on 2 plays. One was the cover one that the Bears defense had that gave the 1 yard slant to Christian Watson for the touchdown. And the second one was the last play when he threw the interception, how he let the clock roll down from a minute all the way down to 30 seconds when they could have just did what they did and take the game for themselves and win the football game. What was your thoughts?
Brian, just real quickly, Dan, you go. I believe that was a call from the coach, the head coach. That was a call in to the quarterback telling him exactly what to do. That's my take on it.
There's no question about it. See, Dennis Allen, obviously, and you knew, you know, Montez Sweat had a good player the very first series of the game and got a sack. From that point on, the pass rush was essentially invisible. So, all that being said, on that 3rd and 1, he had the linebackers in a safety and the nickel. Everybody was up at the line mugging. That is a terminology where they're up in the gaps of the offensive line, you know, faking like a blitz. Oh, they're really going to put fear in the opponent, you know, quarterback's head. And all that did was create an opportunity for Green Bay to run the perfect play. The 7-yard slant, boom, 41 yards. And Gardner, you know, obviously.
He was 18 yards back, Dan, and he was the only one.
It was a ridiculous, ridiculous defense for that situation, especially when you have such an explosive offense as the Green Bay Packers. There's no question about the fact that Jordan Love and those wide receivers, they can get it done. They did it to us tonight. You know, what did our wide receivers do to Green Bay tonight? Huh, Andy?
Nothing.
But why would you put your defense and hamstring them in a situation where basically you're opening up your crotch and saying, have at it? And it was just sickening.
Danny, and to you listeners out there, that play in the third quarter where we put 10 of our 11 players on the line of scrimmage and we had one defensive back that was in the middle 18 yards back.
It was Byard, yeah.
Folks, I could tell you I have never seen, worked with, played with high school, college pros. I never even heard of anybody even coming up with a defensive setup like that. 10 players on a line of scrimmage, and you're trying to stop them from going in, and they have 3 wide outs, a tight end, and we have one guy 18 yards back. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? Holy cow.
Well, trust me, and Matt LaFleur, you know, he's very, very sharp. He's creative. And trust me, when he puts his head on his pillow tonight, he's going to be smirking saying, oh, yeah, Ben Johnson, how'd you like that one?
I'd like to see if there's one reporter in this town, ask Ben Johnson about that particular call on defense. I'd like to know if there's one reporter could ask him, explain that defense set up on that situation.
Why is there silence?
Well, because, you know, think about it, folks. I mean, nobody on our defensive side really stood out and was like a bell cow trying to make plays to get the Packers stopped. And, you know, maybe some of it was bad defensive play calling. You know, that we just, you know, explained that, you know, that idiotic defense
that was
basically, you know, was just it's the NFL. You know, you can't put that defense, you know, in play, not expecting a competent offensive coordinator to take advantage of.
That's a defensive call, Dan, that never should be made.
Absolutely.
Never should be made.
And part of it is because we're not getting any pressure, so now he thinks he's got to get up and mug and try to do the blitz. But, you know, C.D. Gardner-Johnson, he had more tackles than anybody else, but he was the guy that was beat on that 41-yard slant. And having him cover Christian Watson, one of the 5 fastest wide receivers in football, you know, the guy probably runs a 4.7 today. He can't run with those guys. And you know, Montez Sweat had 1 sack. What else did he do? The rest of the game, he had 1 tackle. But the big play was when he was unblocked in the fourth quarter. He could have just done his job, made a tackle on Jacobs, and yet he can't even do that. Jacobs bust, you know, I don't know how, you know, these guys don't get him on the ground, but he ran for 14 yards to the 6, and then it was Katie bar the door because they scored the next play.
I'm going to tell you what, Dan.
Nobody deserves it.
I'm going to make this statement. I thought, boy, coming off that game last week, they played fantastic. The coaches did their job, and the players took care of business going up into Philadelphia and that Hornet's Nest. But I'll tell you what, today it's 180 the other way. How could you come and go up in Green Bay? You guys are fighting to be a world champ, to get to the Super Bowl. You put yourself in a position basically all year beating bad teams. It doesn't matter, but you won, and you took down the reigning world champions, and you're going up to play Green. That's what you want. You want that challenge. And to go up there And in the first 30 minutes of football, you fall flat on your face. And that's coaches and that's players both. I defy anybody to tell me any different, Danny. Andy, I'll tell you what. When I was sitting there, series after series, what the hell are these guys doing? What are they doing?
As you know, Andy, I'm a big believer in looking at the drive chart. Our drive chart, it's a Stephen King novel. It's horrible. The first series, punt, three and out. Next series, three and out, punt. The next series, we get one first down and then wind up punting. Later on in the second quarter, we go down and we score a field goal. Then the last possession, another punt. We didn't engage until the second half. And, you know, I made this statement in the pregame about how good the adjustments Ben Johnson has basically authored all season long, and he's, the statistics don't lie, in this game. In the second half, we have, you know, we have four possessions, a touchdown, a field goal, a touchdown. I mean, it was beautiful. We were putting ourselves not only back in the game, we tied it with 6 minutes to go. And that's when I turned to Andy. I said, it's 8 minutes. Yep. I said, this is an 8 minute fist fight. Who's going to win? Well, obviously the Packers took it down. Montez Sweat can't tackle anybody. So they score. Then when we go down, we get in the red zone and our quarterback throws a pick.
Dan,
so we don't win the fist fight tonight.
Shouldn't have came down to that in my book. All the opportunities we had in the first quarter and in the second quarter, and then third down efficiency, you know, which I tell you a million times. To me, that's the most important down. First 30 minutes of football, those first two quarters we played, miserable play that we put out on the field, okay? We were 1 of 7. We converted 1 time out of 7. And you're telling me we were ready to play?
I think
throw for 2 yards in the first quarter. 5 yards, what was it, 5 yards or whatever it was in the second quarter or whatever the hell it was, some ridiculous number, and we were ready to play? No, we weren't ready to play.
312-981-7200. Should mention, too, that before the game even started, Kyler Gordon injured himself during the warm-ups and was not available for the Bears here
today.
And let
me just say this, and Jalen Johnson was out there. He didn't do anything, and he's, you know, getting paid like a premium corner. Kyler Gordon's got a new contract. He's beaten. And yet, folks, it's about the availability is the most important aspect of anybody's ability. And if these guys are continually getting hurt and they cannot answer the bell and play a quality 60-minute football game, how can you keep saying, oh, well, in the future, they're going to be okay? I'm just saying, you know, all these soft tissue injuries that we've had all this spite of all season long, I'm just saying the whole thing, it's just a little bit crazy.
Well, just here quickly, Danny, you know, I go back, Caleb Williams, he gets a lot of passes as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you what, who's the man that can make it go? He's the guy. He touches that football. Every offensive play, he touches that football. Either hands it off or throws it, okay? And he is the one that has to propel this team. And again, our miserable conversion rate on third down pops up again. Again, the first half of football, 1 of 7. 1 of 7 times, and then it's a scramble. It's a fight for your life at the last few seconds of a game, a last minute of a game to win the game when you could have taken care of business in the first quarter and in the second quarter, make your adjustments at halftime and come out in the third quarter and put them away. That didn't happen.
All right, we've got about a minute to go here before we hit our next break. Let's go out to the phones and say, Mike, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd just like to say something about Caleb Williams talking about how the ball to the guy. Well, he's the guy. He's the number one overall draft pick. And you're telling me he can't get like one little yard or at least get the ball to the running back. He's been running the ball all game long down their throats at their gap.
All right, Mike, thanks. So your phone's breaking up on us there.
You're breaking up, and I think your point is, you know, Caleb Williams, first overall draft pick, whatever. He's supposed to
have. Which is a good point.
Well, he should have some, you know, type of what would you call it? You know, great aspirations and hope for him in the future. All that being said, you know, we were running and hey, come on. We were at the end of our fourth drive where we had put a 7-play, a 10-play, a 17-play, and this was, what was this, the 12-play. Excuse me. Yeah, the 12th play. And we had put 275 yards up in the second half. We had them wore down. That's where you run the ball with purpose. And we didn't do it. We decided to get cute on fourth down. That has to go back to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson wants to kind of put a little dagger out there, I guess, to, you know, and kind of show off his little trick pony, have Caleb do something special when all you got to do is just get a first down and then go to work.
The first half was not very good, but the second half, Caleb Williams did some good things.
Well, and you know what? OB's got, you know, so many good points about how this game was derailed so early in the ball game.
Yes, but, it was, Danny.
But to his credit, we came back, and he was 13 of 21 for 154 yards, two touchdowns in the second half.
And got us an interception, and we lost the game.
Yeah, but we got back in position to win it. Unfortunately, it was a crazy, idiotic decision to throw it on that fourth down. All that being said, you know, the running game was decent. Swift had 63 yards. Kyle Manungai had 57. Nobody really brought it, but I know this as a fact. And think back when you played, OB, when you as a defender, you flummoxed a quarterback in the first half, and you at halftime, you're saying, boy, we're going to kill him in the second half. We're really going to light him up. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. He came back, and your point about being 1 of 7 on third down in the first half. Well,
but I didn't make that up.
No. But they were 7 of 9 in the second half on third down, and one of those two that they failed to complete was down at the goal line, forcing us into the fourth down situation.
Danny, unfortunately, the game is 4 quarters long.
I got it.
Okay.
But my point being is, look, and everybody goes, okay, well, it's a young team. You've got to learn how to win. And I think that's kind of a misnomer. In a sense, what you're saying is, oh, you got to make a lot of mistakes so you know, oh, in the next game, we can't make those mistakes. Well, this is hopefully one of those games. We know going into next week's game that we can't play dead in the first half on offense. We can't give up the big plays on defense like we did. And you damn sure can't throw it into the end zone when a guy is completely covered as the last play of the game.
I thought we would be aggressive today. I did. Coming off of a week ago, okay, I thought to myself, ha-ha, I think they're going to go up to Green Bay, and they're going to pace them. They're going to come out firing and take it down the field, and we're going to take care of business early in the game. And I truly did feel that, and I said it to my wife. Did not happen. We sat there that first quarter. We sat the second quarter, halftime. We talked about it. We looked at the stats. My God, what the hell were they doing the first quarter? What were they doing the second quarter? You're out there to win a football game. Your offense, you got to move the ball down the field. Defense, you got to stop them from doing that. We didn't do anything. And that's why we lost the game. That's why we came up short, Dan. There wasn't enough time, and there was too many points against us. That's why we couldn't win the football game, because we didn't take care of business the first half, and I'm sticking by my statement.
You know, Andy, is it possible? Is it just a little bit possible that now Ben Johnson's first trip to play the Green Bay Packers in that defense – as the head coach, as the play caller, it's his pony now. He's not in Detroit. He's here. Now, is it just possible that unorganized grab bag nonsense offense we saw in the first half is because he was a little fearful of what the Packers could do? He didn't want to put us in a position where we could make, you know, fatal mistakes and lose the game early?
If you are right, then he shouldn't be in this game.
Well, I don't know.
If you're correct in what you said, Ben Johnson shouldn't be here and his coaching staff shouldn't be here. If you're correct.
I'm just saying what we saw in the first half, especially the first quarter, tells me that in football or in any kind, there's a certain point where respect is one thing, but fear is another. Were we fearful of Micah Parsons or any of the other Packers making, you know, some big plays against us and putting us in bad positions?
Good point.
Well, I'm just saying that's what it looked like to me, that we were up there, you know, monkeying around instead of going to work like we did against the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know what? Again, back to that old saying, you got to learn how to win, blah, blah, blah. I'll guarantee you, Ben Johnson, again, when he puts his head on the pillow tonight, he's going to say, what I did in the first half as far as my offensive play calling and all. But, hey, his second half adjustments were tremendous. Tremendous. Amazing. But
well, he had nowhere to go. Well, what, are you going to come out in the third quarter with the same stupid game plan?
Well, see, it plays into what you're saying, that the game is lost in the first half. And correct, very possibly could have. But in today's NFL, you know, if you've got – and, again, it goes back, Andy – Who made the big plays against our defense? It was their wide receivers.
Yep.
How many plays did our wide – you know, I'm just saying, DJ Moore was a hood on him, and he did nothing. You know, our rookie, Luther Burton, yep, had a few catches, but not the same explosive – game changers that we saw the Packers have and make.
Let's just see.
I'm just saying, it's just, you know, the first half is almost like we went to a gunfight with a knife.
Yeah, Devin Duvernay. Well,
yeah, that's right.
Devin Duvernay had as many catches today as DJ Moore and had 28 more yards of reception than DJ Moore, who finished with one catch for minus 4 yards.
There are some things that went on in this game. Well, you just said that, and then, but I want to tell you what. I love to find out, and again, I hope somebody asked Ben Johnson, who came up with the 10-1 defense? That's what I'm going to call it, Dan.
Well, that's Dennis Allen.
10 people on the line of scrimmage, and one defensive back, 18 yards, and love the quarterback comes out. And you talk about salivating, and oh my God, what does he do? He audibles into a touchdown against us. 10 on the line, one guy 18 yards back, a defensive back. No strong weak safety, no left right cornerbacks, one guy. How far do you take the word stupid?
And that right there is our Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships with locations at Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. The old 10-1 defense, which ended up giving up 6.
Mike Mueller, if he were here.
No reflection on the dealership, of course, but the defense. Yeah.
But no, I know the Mullers. I'll tell you what, they're the great, great, dear friends of mine. They're wonderful people. But I'll tell you what, if that was Mike Mueller and he saw something like that, whoever the hell made that call or something, they wouldn't even be allowed in the locker room.
Or in their parking lot, which is just perfectly fine with us.
There you go.
Also, and one of the best things that we had tonight was a big thanks to Jake Melnix for the great food spread that we enjoyed while we watched the game here. They had their burger of the month, and OB, I saw you dining on this, and I had to take part because it's a burger with fried macaroni and cheese on top of it. Who comes up with these ideas?
Somebody that's been doing it for quite a while, I would assume.
That was so good. And the wings, a variety of wings. We had some nachos today. And the Big Bear Claw pretzel was also featured on the spread today. And we thank Melnix as well, the downtown sports destination for you. 41 East Superior in Chicago. Great wings, barbecue all the time, and they have game day specials as well. Visit JakeMelnix.com for more info. It's Game On at Jake's.
You know, back to the game real quick. There's so many things about this game that I could, you know, kind of, you know, think about and kind of wonder about, Andy. Think, you know, how the entire fourth quarter we went 3 tight ends, which is great because OB loves to have the tight ends involved in the pass and all that. But it doesn't, you know, I mean, if you become so predictable, then the opposing defensive coordinator can call certain defenses that, you know, can match up with you. But I guess what I'm getting at is We went up, you know, like I said, we went to a gunfight with a knife. We didn't have a wide receiver, you know, that was able to affect the game. Now, when was the last time in the NFL that you went into a game or you saw or watched a game that was played out like this, where one of the, you know, your wide receivers was essentially a no-show? And again, going back to the point, DJ Moore, and, you know, we pointed this out when he walked off the field in Arizona last year, and this and that, and Keenan Allen and him, they were like plotting against the offensive coordinators. And I'm just telling you, DJ Moore has a lot to be desired as far as what we're going to hopefully see this last four game stretch of the season. Because if, think about what has he done this year? Virtually nothing. Nothing. He caught a pass against the Steelers for a touchdown. What else? In the last month, nothing.
Would coaching have something to do with it? Would coaching have something to do with it?
I think effort has everything to do with it.
Our coordinators, our receivers coach, our quarterback coach, our head coach, could they possibly have something to do with this? How the hell do you come up with a game plan to play, go up and play Green Bay and a game plan? And you don't have a game plan. That first half of football was an abominable, just backlash, blow up, god awful, preparing this team ready to play a game, and they didn't. It blew up in their face.
Now the Bears 9-4 and came into this game sitting atop the NFC North and the NFC itself, and now they're in that last wild card spot, which just shows you how quickly your fortune can change with one loss.
Well, you know, there's love and hate. That's a fine line. Some people don't think so, but there is. You love them last week, you hate them this week, and I'll tell you what, criticism, he deserves criticism. There's no question about it. He didn't have him ready to play. And whoever the moron is, or the idiot, or whatever name you want to put to it, that came up with the 10-1 defense, that guy should be run out of foot. He should be put on a rowboat to Ludington, Wisconsin.
Where's Ludington, Wisconsin? Way north?
I don't even know if it's in Wisconsin.
Cool. Is that near Friendship Town?
I don't know. Ludington, Michigan.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, I think that's where it's at.
Okay, big picture.
Let's get him on a boat. Get him the hell out of here.
You know, OB, we've got 3 or 4 minutes left. Here's the thing. Okay, we've all been in situations like this where, okay, the band stops playing. Okay, we take a loss. Obviously, we've got a beatable opponent. The Cleveland Browns were beaten by the one-win Tennessee Titans today. That's who we're playing next week. OB, you asked me who's Sadur Sanders. We're going to see him. He threw for 388 yards today against that Tennessee Titan team, but they lost. All that being said, there's no easy outs in the NFL. We got to regroup, get back on the winning train. But, you know, let's just say, okay, we got that game. We win that game. Now we're 10-4. Then we've got Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit left. You got to win two out of those three games.
Danny, let me tell you something.
Got to win two out of those three.
You can't look past this game today. As a head coach and his 30 coaches, you guys got to sit down. You got to bring your team in. And you guys got to go over what the hell it was that brought you to this point. How did you get to this point today? And then what happened today? Okay, and I'm not going to put it on the players. I'm putting this all on that coaching staff. From the opening gun to the end of the game, when it went off, I'm putting it right on their heads. They didn't have this team ready to play. And I love you more than anything, and you know more about football than I'll ever dream about. But on this particular one, I'm telling you, this was Ben Johnson and his coaches. They did not have this team ready to play from the get-go. The stats, the way they played the first 30 minutes, jumps out at you. It tells you what happened.
I agree. And you know what? And Andy, there is a certain, you know, part of athletic competition where you have to respect your opponent. But for whatever reason, we did not have anything in order the first half.
No, we didn't, Danny. I mean, that's what I can't believe.
Yes. And again, okay, this, you know, first year as a head coach. Okay. This is a mistake that I promise you Ben Johnson is very well aware of. And let's just, hey, if he's as smart as you think he is and I think he is, he will realize this. And somehow during the course of the week, he's going to say, look, what I was, you know, I didn't get it done. I did not get us prepared properly.
I agree with you, Danny.
Yeah.
And
he should, and let the team understand, guess what? This one's on me. The next one is going to be on you.
And I tell you what, who lost this game? The coaching staff. The Chicago Bears coaching staff lost this game. They lost them. They didn't have them ready to play, and they put them in such stupid positions on first and 10, second and 8. Oh my God, one stupid thing after another. First half, we couldn't convert on third down. We couldn't score. We couldn't pass the ball. And you give 30 minutes of a 60-minute game thrown right out the window. And then at the end of the game, like with 10 seconds ago or 20 seconds ago, you want another miracle to happen? Their miracles have run out. Their miracles have run out. Start coaching, and players, you've been playing. Just keep going. But I'll tell you what, again, and it's right on your head, Ben Johnson, you and your 30 coaches.
28-21, Packers over the Bears. That was the final today at Lambeau. Next week, we'll be back with you at our regular time, 11 a.m., for the pregame show against the Cleveland Browns. Back with the postgame at 3 o'clock that afternoon after hopefully what is it, Bears get back on the winning track, win against the Cleveland Browns next Sunday at Soldier Field. Big thanks to Jack and Tony and Eli for their help today, and Brett and Krista. Again, the Bears lose this one 28-21 to the Green Bay Packers, and we'll be with you again next week ahead of the second meeting between the Bears and the Packers.
Those people behind the glass, you guys are the best. I'm telling you. A plus one.
Amen to that.
All I can tell you is the Packers coming back here in 2 weeks. I can't wait for that one.
That's the truth.